Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. This week, the Harmonia Traditions series celebrates the holidays with a Baroque Christmas, including popular works from Germany, France, and Italy, along with a few surprises, plus a new release of Robert Dowland's Musical Banquet with Monica Mauch and Nigel North.
Thank you.
The anonymous Christmas carol, Quel est cette odeur agréable, or What is this pleasant fragrance? A story about the angel Gabriel's appearance to shepherds. Although it originated in France sometime during the first half of the 17th century, the carol's tune was also popular in 18th century England, where it found a new life in John Gay's The Beggar's Opera. Andrew Parrott led the Taverner Consort and Players, with singers Rachel Platt, Patrick Ardagh Walter, Catherine King, and Charles Daniels. The celebration of Christ's birth was an important event in the Christian calendar of the 17th and 18th centuries. Christmas Day was normally observed with a mass service that included specially composed music. Motets and cantatas calling for various musical forces contributed to the joyful exuberance of a very special day. Music wasn't just part of the service, it was an integral part of the expression of one's faith. We'll hear two German Baroque works for Christmas Day. Countertenor Andreas Scholl and the Akademie für Alte Musik Berlin perform the first aria from J.S. Bach's Christmas oratorio, Bereite dich, Zion. But first, the Gabrieli Consort and Players, under the direction of Paul McCreesh, perform Michael Praetorius's In Dulci Jubilo.
Thank you.
Music of the German Baroque. First, we heard Michael Praetorius's setting of In Dulci Jubilo, performed by the Gabrieli Consort and Players. It was followed by the aria Bereite dich, Zion, from J.S. Bach's Christmas Oratorio. Andreas Scholl was the soloist with the Akademie für Alte Musik Berlin. Welcome back to Harmonia. Our tradition series continues this week with an exploration of Christmas music from the Baroque. The French word Noël comes from the Latin natalis, meaning birth, or perhaps novus, meaning news. The word has been used since the Middle Ages to express joy, particularly in Christmas lyrics. Noëls were very popular in France throughout the Baroque era. Many composers took their melodies and arranged them for either small ensemble or organ. One particularly successful collection was made by Michel Corette and published in 1781. The title says it all, six symphonies for a quartet containing the most beautiful French and foreign Noëls with variations. Corette's arrangements speak highly of their composer-arranger, who led a long, successful, and wealthy life. We'll hear La Fantasia perform excerpts from Corette's fourth Symphonie de Noël. Rien Vos Keulen directs. Thank you.
Thank you. We heard Michel Corette's Fourth Symphonie de Noël, which was comprised of instrumental settings of popular French carols from the late Baroque. The string ensemble La Fantasia was led by Rien Voskuilen. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. This week on Harmonia, our Traditions series continues with the theme Baroque Christmas. We've visited Germany and France, now let's travel to Spain and Mexico, where we'll find the popular song known as the Villancico. Today, Villancico means Christmas carol in Spanish, but 300 years ago, its subjects were much more varied. Nevertheless, Christmas-themed Villancicos were a favorite of composers.
Oh.
Christmas music from 17th century Spain and Mexico. Francisco de Vidal's Los que fueran de buen gusto was performed by the Harp Consort under the direction of Andrew Lawrence King. Before that, the Taverner Consort and players were led by Andrew Parrott in Juan Cerarol's Serafín que con dulce harmonía.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Harmonia. The Tradition Series brings us this week Baroque music from the Christmas season. The Italian composer Alessandro Scarlatti is remembered primarily for two things. First, he's the father of Domenico, the more famous Scarlatti, and second, he was a prolific composer of cantatas. Naturally, some of his works were set on Christmas themes, such as his Cantata Pastorale per la Nascita di Nostro Signore, which depicts a scene in which shepherds are the focus. We'll hear Susan Gritton and the Collegium Musicum 90 perform the final recitative and aria, Tocco la prima sorte a voi pastori, or You Were So Favored First, Ye Shepherds.
Dio fa
We heard the final Wretched and Aria from Alessandro Scarlatti's Cantata Pastorale per la Nascita di Nostro Signore. The Collegium Musicum 90 was directed by Simon Standage. Our new release of the week is a recording of Robert Dowland's musical Banquet. Soprano Monica Mauch and lutenist Nigel North collaborate in a production on the ECM label. We'll hear the duo perform the lute song In a Grove Most Rich and Shade. Music from Robert Dowland's Musical Banquet, a collection of lute songs by various composers. Soprano Monica Mauch and lutenist Nigel North performed In a Grove Most Rich and Shade. The song is part of a new ECM label release. Support for Harmonia is made possible in part by the Crystal DeHaan Family Foundation, serving organizations in central Indiana and recognizing the children and families of Crystal House International. Support for the Harmonia Tradition Series comes from the E. Nakamichi Foundation. More information about Harmonia and Harmonia's new CD, Beautiful Baroque, Music for Weddings and Other Special Occasions, is on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Thanks to our studio engineer, Mike Pashkash, and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Additional technical support comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy the Harmonia podcast and WFIU's Ether Game musical mini-quiz. Both are available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and Indiana University. Christina Kuzmich is our executive producer, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.